Do you consider your doctor to be someone who provides a service? Well, the reality is that they are, in fact, operating a business which provides the service of medical care. Just like any retail or manufacturing business, a medical practice has to remain financially viable with that owner, in this case the doctor, having a goal of income growth. When you consider the multiple layers of regulations and laws that work against those goals, you can safely assume that operating a medical practice can be challenging, but adjustments are possible. That's part of what an annual survey by NextGist is with us to share, seeks to discover, here with the results of the 2017 Brock Eichler New Jersey Healthcare Monitor from the medical law firm Brock Eichler is their managing member and health law practice chair, John Fanberg. Thank you for being here today, John.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And website to see this report and learn more about the services of the law firm, BrockEichler.com. Yes, we have a link over to our page, so you don't need to try to remember what I just told you. And as I mentioned, this is a yearly survey. What's the various goals of the survey that you set out to find out with this report?
Well, over the last 7 years with doing the survey, what we try to do is maintain a certain set of similar questions from year to year so we can see how trends change to create a baseline. And then each year we add some more current questions because of the ever-changing healthcare environment here in New Jersey. That may not an issue may not have occurred a year or two ago, so we want to take the temperature of our physicians. So we try to keep it short, we try to keep it very specific, but we're very concerned about what we're seeing in these responses from New Jersey physicians.
I guess first and foremost is the fact that a growing percentage had to look at their business environment and indeed make changes.
Absolutely, and that's been a constant increase over the years. When we started 7 years ago, the marketplace was very different. Clearly, what's emanating out of Washington causes a lot of uncertainty and concern. But 7 years ago, we had a significant number of smaller practices, solos, the groups of size between one and five. Now the trend here in New Jersey 7 years later is to either sell or transfer the practice to a healthcare system, a hospital, to merge with other groups, or to form what we're seeing super groups, single and or multi-specialty. It's for the reasons you stated at the outset, it's very, very difficult to be in a small practice today because of the increase in overhead and regulatory compliance requirements.
And going through the survey, too, reimbursement rates are becoming an economical handicap for a lot of the practices.
Correct. Even when situations where reimbursement is flat or goes up slightly, it's not enough to catch up to the increasing cost of practicing medicine in the state of New Jersey because of the high cost of living. You get into property taxes, healthcare benefits. As you said, a medical practice is no different than a small business, and watching the expenses is a real challenging effort for physicians who see flat or, in some cases, declining reimbursement.
Some of these changes, too, I guess it's a good news, bad news. As you mentioned, the independents are becoming part of a group, which, again, that makes me think it goes counter to what regulation is supposed to do to preserve physician care, but it's making it less personal. But on the positive side, you still have a small number of practices saying that they have, at least for the here and now, they have little plans to reduce their staff.
Correct. But going from a small practice to a larger group will have a negative impact upon employment or staffing because there is economies of scale. And depending upon the type of physician group structure, physicians will be able to maintain a certain amount of autonomy and independent medical judgment in treating patients. But sometimes when you're part of a larger group, even if it's physician-owned, it can be very corporate. Because profits become a motivation to increase from year to year. We're fortunate that in New Jersey we have some of the top healthcare practitioners in the region and in some cases nationally. Access to healthcare is still relatively easy in New Jersey, but as you see consolidation occur, there are certain geographic locations may lose their local provider as they bring providers into one particular office, and it's not as dispersed among the region or counties as it once is. We're still in a significant amount of fluctuating practices in terms of big, small hospital. We're also seeing physicians retiring earlier because they've gotten so fed up with the economics and the uncertainty in their practice, to the extent they've been able to sock money away over the years in order to do that.
Oh, John Fanberg from the medical law firm Brock Eichler about their 2017 Brock Eichler New Jersey Healthcare Monitor, which you can download and read at brockeichler.com. It's also where you can obviously learn more about their medical law services, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Surprisingly, and this again maybe paints a picture for a darker future here in New Jersey, the question was, how has your income changed in the past year? 60% of the doctors that you asked said it's decreased.
Right.
And as you said, the early retirements, some were pulling up stakes and moving to a less regulated state. Again, a good news, bad news in New Jersey. Sure, the expansion of Medicaid made medical care more accessible, but the miserable reimbursement rate, I think New Jersey has the worst Medicaid reimbursement rate of one of the worst in the country. That's probably a few of the underlying reasons why practice income has decreased for so many physicians.
Yeah, it's a good point. With regard to Medicaid, you're absolutely right. We're probably in the bottom two or three compared to states around the country, which is really frightening because of the cost of living here in New Jersey. With the expansion of Medicaid, it helped a lot of providers, especially hospital-based providers, like anesthesiologists, radiologists, pathologists, and emergency room physicians who see a lot of patients regardless of ability to pay because that's the nature of their practice. So although the reimbursement level is poor, and that's not an exaggeration, at least it's something compared to what they used to receive, which was absolutely nothing. So depending upon what happens on the federal scene and the cutting back of the Medicaid expansion, we're going to still see some problems. And unfortunately, although earlier in this interview I mentioned that access to care is still good in New Jersey, because of these economic and regulatory factors, we're going to get to the point where it's not going to be all that great. And typically when these crises occur, we typically don't respond until it's an emergency. We don't plan ahead because of the economic impact. Surveys from the AMA and others are predicting physician shortages in key geographic areas in the country because of all of these issues. But again, we typically don't respond until we get into a crisis stage.
So moving forward, and when you look too at the fact that, at least in the doctors and the practices in your survey, they point the finger primarily at the insurance companies. Government intervention certainly is up there too as a concern. But looking ahead, what are some of the priorities that those who make these decisions about regulations and the mechanics that affect these practices, what are some of the priorities that are being missed?
Well, the cost of a medical school education is significant. And so when someone has an opportunity to go to medical school, and it was always when I was growing up, the best and the brightest, you've got to look at, well, what is the economic return after you spend many, many years training and very high cost? Are you going to be able to make a living to pay off these debts? We really haven't focused on a medical school education from that particular context. And over the last several years, because of how the economics in New Jersey and the country have gone, a lot of the people who would have otherwise have gone into medicine are looking at other careers that are much more financially rewarding. So that's the trend, and that's what the AMA and other organized medicine organizations are looking at, is who's going to be here to treat this aging population we have in this country. Will there be enough doctors?
The report is the 2017 Brock Eichler New Jersey Healthcare Monitor. You can download it and read it. And it's got some frightening trends in it, but maybe if you see the bad news, you can sort of try to twist those trends around to improve a situation, should those who make the rules understand the reality of the situation. You can see the report and download it at brockeichler.com. Learn more about their medical law firm services as well. And we've been joined by their managing member and health law practice chair, John Fanberg. John, thanks for sharing these results with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.